I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Yes, indeed, and I'm glad you could join us today on the show because we've got a lot of cool stuff for you. We do indeed. And this is a little kind of an impromptu show today, kind of off the cuff. Ding! My computer dings at me. It's telling me that an email has arrived. I get that all the time because people keep sending me email. I'm just a popular guy. At any rate, I've got things to talk about today that I just couldn't wait to do a real, quote, real show about. You know, all of my shows are done off the cuff. I don't know why I'm thinking that this is any different. It's just that this is a whole new setup that I'm using, and that's why it's a little strange. At any rate, yesterday, as I record this, yesterday was the anniversary of the World Wide Web. 30 years. If you went to Google, you saw the little blurb there that showed that the World Wide Web was 30 years old. Yes, I can remember a day before there was a World Wide Web. 30 years ago. Of course, I can also remember before there was an internet. Yeesh. No, the internet, you know, is different from the World Wide Web. The internet is the transport medium upon which the World Wide Web is sent to you. Sent to you. So, the World Wide Web is the content, yes, hypertext, content, and so forth. But the internet is the wires, to be countrified, the wires. Anyway, so 30 years for the World Wide Web, that's pretty wild. So other things that have been going on, I'm using the new setup here. Let me do something fun. We're proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. We are also proud members of the Internet. I did it again. The International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Just because I have a new lower third doesn't mean that I get it right. And I'm using the OBS software to generate all of this. This is the open broadcast software. Open source. I love it. At any rate, I'm also using my phone as a camera, which is interesting because the phone is running NewTek's NDI program, Network Device Interface software, which is in turn broadcasting over the Wi-Fi, which is why there's a little lag there, a little blur in my hands when I move them. But anyway, and then that is broadcasting into the network, to my PC, into the OBS software. Wow. How cool is that? The OBS software has an NDI source plugin, which allows that to happen. That's so cool. Now, here's something else I wanted to show you. It's just a, you see, it's just a little box. So, this is an HDMI video capture card box. It's an aluminum box. It actually has a little weight to it. But it is a cool little device. Now, let me show you something. This is the cable. You knew that. This is a cable, but it's blue. You notice it's blue. Because it's USB 3. It only goes one way. So that goes into the little box. Then, there's another cable over here. This is an HDMI cable. I plug the HDMI. It only goes one way, too. They're just so annoyingly deliberate in what they do. Anyway, so then you have it connected in line. See that? I know I'm being silly. At any rate, I'm going to put this over here. because I don't want to drop it. So, there you go. But what does that little device do, you might ask? It allows me to send video from an HDMI source. Now, for instance, this is my newest and latest coolest toy. This is a Sony, keep hitting the microphone, I'm sorry about that, a Sony A Alpha 5100, okay? Now, actually, it's an older camera. It's been around a while. Not to me. This is a new one for me. But at any rate, I got it used. I got it off eBay. And what you see around it here is brand new. This is a Smart Rig brand, as you can see here, Smart Rig. Smart Rig brand device. And what it does is it's a cage that fits around the camera that allows you to have a cold shoe, which, you know, it's not electrically connected, so it's technically a cold shoe rather than a hot shoe. And that's where you could mount a microphone, a shotgun mic. Then it's got holes over here where you can screw in, other mounts and things. And then what I've done something rather unique. I've put Velcro plastic here, like a hand grip. And then, let me go off camera for just a second. Then my little device that I've shown you before, the HDMI capture device, I put a piece of Velcro on the back of it. And what I could do is stick it to the camera. How cool is that? Now, what that would allow me to do then is record from the camera directly into this capture device. And then because Velcro, you gotta love it. Because it has a microphone jack, the camera doesn't have a microphone jack. The Sony A5100 does not have a microphone jack. However, the device does. So I could run a mic into that, put it right there on the camera, and then the microphone from wherever will go into this and allow me to record. So, that's all well and good. Let me put it all away because I don't want to get things all messed up here. Start dropping stuff on the floor. That wouldn't be good. Particularly with electronics and video equipment. I treat my video equipment very, very carefully. So I'm going to put that in its little case. Like that. And that way it's protected. So, here's the thing. Between the capture card, which by the way I didn't mention. Where's the capture card? What did I do with it? Oh, I put it down here. Yeah, I said I was going to put it out of the way so it wouldn't get messed up. But I can't handhold it and make it a prop. You know, because that's what you do on shows is you have a prop. This little capture card, a little aluminum cube. Well, it's not a cube. Cube would be same on every side, so it's rectangle. But at any rate, technical. It's $99. That's a really good price. Now, here is the box that it came in. I didn't do an unboxing, but this is, in fact, the cardboard box that it came out of. It is by a company called Digit Now. I guess for Digitize Now, maybe? But the company is Digit Now. It's available on Amazon for $99, and I got it brand new. It's really cool. And you might say, but Dr. Bill, you got an Elgato HD 60 Pro card. Why did you get this? Because I sold the card. There was a lot of lag that I was noticing. And I'm getting some now because, like I said, it's in the NDI network transfer over Wi-Fi. But it was a little laggy, even plugged directly in, for my purposes. Now, coming right out of the computer, you know, it worked fine. But I was doing a lot of other crazy things with it. And so I ended up selling it. It was an expensive card anyway. So if I'd just started with the device, I'd have come out way cheaper. And it actually works rather well. It's 1080p, or I should say just 1080. 1080 output at 60 frames per second, which is really, really nice. So that's going to allow me to take the output from the camera, run it into the software, and then we'll be able to do the show using that. How cool is that? So, all of this techie stuff I've been doing offline. Did you like my innovation with the Velcro? I had an idea about doing that, and I thought, oh, this will be interesting, because that little box doesn't weigh very much. It's plastic, supposedly air. So it sticks to the side of the camera, and there goes another ding, and allows me to do that. Now, you might say, well, Dr. Bill, why aren't you using it for today's show? Well, because I'm still waiting on some cables to come in from Amazon. I'm always waiting on Amazon. But at any rate, that's why I'm doing this over the air from my phone. So I just wanted to share all this with you. I share my techiness and my experimentation. I'm always experimenting. Much to my wife's chagrin. I'm always getting Amazon packages. What's that today? Oh, it's a cable. What's that today? It's another cable. Oh, it's a different kind of cable. I've got boxes back here. I got a box back here that is from a surge protector outlet thing. It came from Amazon. But that's going to allow me to plug all the devices in, you see, with, for instance, I keep showing you stuff, this little 7-inch monitor will plug in with the plug here, plug in to that surge protector thing. Well, I didn't get it because it was a surge protector. I got it because it's multiple outlet, and it has those little thingies that allows it to have, you know, the wall warts, the bricks, stuck at different angles. So that way I could use all these different bricks, because each one of these things has a different brick. I have an interesting life, technologically speaking. I do all kinds of strange things. But I share them with you here on the program. By the way, this is the new Rode NT1 microphone that I'm using. That's why it sounds so good. And then I'm using the phone. I'm using my phone, which is a Pixel 2 XL phone, to do the video until I get all the wires and cables to hook up the actual new camera. Always something. There's always something going on with Dr. Bill. So anyway, I wanted to share all this with you. Remember until next time that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.